Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Dwayne Cody.
How can I assist you today?
I had a question. When I set up service, I know it's not like they're not installing it yet in my area and everything, but do you have to put anything down or anything like that, or you just set it up and then you get billed for the first month once they install it?
Yeah, so I'll be more than happy to answer your question. So once the services are fully installed at your area, then that's when your first payment is due.
Okay, so you don't have to put anything down when you sign up.
No, the only time that you'd be required to put something down is if after they do the soft credit check. If it's the case that you do not pass, then you'd be required to make a $50 deposit, or if you choose not to do the soft credit check.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, we can go try to do that. It's going to be in my lady's name, though.
Okay. First, let me just check on the address. Could I have your...
Okay. It's 131 Clinton Avenue, apartment 2, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay. I think we're having a bad connection. Give me a moment, please. And you said it's Clinton Avenue?
Clinton? Yep.
Oh, what? Clinton. Which apartment?
Apartment 2 on Clinton. Clinton Avenue.
Okay. All right. So, yes, the in-service date for your location is on October 25th. So, we definitely can sign you up for service now. Are you interested in a specific service? Are you interested in a specific service? For example, the 1 gig fiber internet or the 2 gig?
So what is the basic one? I mean, what does that come with? Is it one? I think, isn't one the first one?
That is correct.
So what is the price ranges? As far as what they charge?
So the one, how many devices would you have connected to the internet?
So like Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh shit. 1, 2, 3.
You don't have to give an exact number. Like, would it be under 10 devices?
Probably about 10 or so.
Oh, okay.
We have our two phones and cameras and all sorts of stuff.
Okay. And how big is the home?
It's a small little apartment. It's like 2 bedrooms.
Oh, okay. All right, so no problem. So, yeah, you can go ahead with the 1 gig fiber internet. If it's the case that you do decide to increase, then you can just give us a call to do the upgrade for you, okay?
So what is that? What's the cost for the 1 gig?
So the cost for the 1 gig is $79.99, but if you do the auto pay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, you can get $10 off, which would be $69.99.
Okay.
Are you interested in getting the phone service?
No. We have our sales.
Okay, and just to confirm, the address is 131 Clinton Avenue, apartment 2, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
Rent. Now that's you say Clinton, not Clifton, right?
Yeah, Clinton, Clinton.
No, yeah, T-O-N, yep, you got it. Yep.
Okay.
What, the president? No. Yeah, you are.
Okay, so you said you rent?
Yeah.
What is the property owner's name?
Linda Knapp.
No, the owner of the building.
Oh, the owner of the building?
Sanders.
Oh, Mike Sanders.
Mike?
Michael, yeah, Mike Sanders.
Sanchez?
Sanders.
Oh, Sanders, I'm sorry. It just sounds
a little
bit
long. messed up.
And do you have his phone number?
Not right offhand, but
yeah, it's just that we would just need permission just to let him know that we're putting fiber at your home.
Oh, okay. I mean, now what does
do you have to do?
Is it like a dish or something?
I'm sorry?
Is it a dish or no?
A dish, no.
Oh, okay. So it's just wire.
Yeah, it's just wire, but we would still need permission from the property owner just to.
We'd have to get in contact with him and then call you guys back.
Oh, you can still sign up for the service. We wouldn't reach out to him until it's closer to the date.
Oh, okay. All right, so we could do that, and then we'll just get in contact with him.
Okay. Would you be able to go ahead with his phone number, or?
She'd have to look that up.
All right.
Hold on one minute. I'm sure it's in your contacts. Yeah, he's been in and out of the hospital.
He had heart surgery.
He had heart surgery and stuff. It's crazy.
845-706-3725.
3725.
Thank you for that information. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Oh, I don't have any clue.
As far as what?
Your wires, like your phone cable, your power cable, is it, you know, if it's through the air or not?
Oh, it's off of the pole outside. It's over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like underground or anything.
And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And what is your first name? What name would you want to have on file?
Linda Knapp, L-I-N-D-A. And Knapp is K-N-A-P-P.
K-N-A-P-P?
Right.
All right. Thank you for that information. And... what email would you like to have on the file?
Linda Knapp, 40 at yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's LindaKnapp 40 at yahoo.com.
Right.
What's the primary phone number that you'd like to add?
For her, it would be 845-243-4512.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Either. You could text in.
The text? Okay. So for the text, just to read a disclosure to you, at ArtShop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, no problem. And just to go over the order, you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, no phone service at the moment, and the service address is 131 Clinton Avenue, apartment 2, Kingston, New York. You said you rent, your utility wires are through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Right.
All right,
yep.
Give me one moment. All right, so – as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check. Just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to meet the minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require the $50 deposit. Are you okay with doing the credit check?
Sure.
All right, give me a moment, please. I'm just going to fill out some information here. All right, and should the credit be with Linda?
Yes.
All right, could I get Linda's phone number, please?
245-243-4512.
And the Social Security number?
087-56-3464.
Okay, so 087-56-3464?
Yes.
All right, a moment, please. And also just to let you know, we don't keep this information on file, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, so it says that the $50 deposit is required.
Okay. So, now, could you keep this like order status, like on hold or whatever, in the system? So if I call back, it'll be there? Or no? Or I have to start all over if I call back? Because we don't have the 50 right now.
Oh, it's okay. All right. So if it's a case that, one moment, please. Let's see if I'm able to do anything for you. Usually, if it's a case that you do need to make the deposit for us to complete the order,
could I use my credit and still have her name for the check?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Can we try that?
Yeah. Give me a moment, please. The same address?
Right. Same, yeah. It's just...
Give me a moment, please. Could you spell your first name for me, please?
Mine, D-U-A-N-E, and my last name's Cody, C-O-D-Y.
Social?
043-66-4234.
And your primary phone number?
243-9817.
So it's
203-845. Wait. Oh my God, what is my phone number? 203. Is it 243-9817?
So 203-243-9817.
It's 543-9817.
Okay.
9817.
I don't call myself. I can forget my own number.
Give me a moment, please.
Sure.
One moment. I'm sorry, I have to go ahead and submit the information again because it's the same address. Give me a moment, please. Mm-hmm. You said your last name is Cody, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead with the social again, please.
043-66-4234.
4434?
No, it's 043-66-4234. 4234.
And the phone number again?
That's 203-543-9817.
All right. I'm just submitting the information. Give me a moment. All right, so no deposit is required. Okay, so Arch of Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto-paying paperless billing. Can I sign you up? That's where you can get $10 off for using your checking or savings account with auto-pay. Or you can use a credit or debit card and you get $5 off.
Okay, so, all right. So if we do just the monthly, then you just need to have that. If she don't do auto pay, how does that work?
The auto pay?
Yeah, what if she doesn't want to do the auto pay?
Oh, then it would be the normal price for the $79.99. And whenever you're ready, you can go online to make the payment.
And then that's not due until after they install.
That
like
is correct.
After the first month or whatever. Yeah. They'll have a date.
So the day that it's installed, that's when the payment needs to be made.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
So do you want to do the auto pay or no auto pay?
No, she don't want the auto pay.
And do you want a paperless bill or a paper bill?
What do you want?
Paper.
Paper? Oh, yeah. You want paper? Yeah. Yeah, paper.
How did you hear about Archops?
We had a card in the mail.
Okay. Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on the property?
No, we don't have any. I mean, I have two cats, but they're harmless. There's no dogs or anything like that, no. On the side of the house, there's two rose bushes, but I don't know if that's going to interfere or not. Probably not. But...
All right. No problem.
Yeah,
So that's okay. Just to read some disclosures to you, at the time of your initial connection, the technician, they'll determine the best way to connect the service. So they may install a drop cable that is a cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street. That's prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you have a current provider, to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is a property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statement and pay your bill online by setting up your account.
Okay.
You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Say what?
I'm sorry?
What was that?
I was saying if you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration. All right, so I went ahead and submit your order in. So closer to your in-service date, we would be giving you a call just to set up a date and time to have your installation done, okay?
All right, now the call would go to Linda, right?
Yeah, the primary phone number that you added on file. That's correct.
Right, okay. All right, very good.
No problem.
As well as text messages, right? She'll get all that stuff, too.
That is correct. Checking.
All right, sounds good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Nope, that was it. So then we'll get notified anyway before they do it. So that's cool.
So we'd make sure to give you a call. So you can also call to let the property manager know closer to the date. We'll give you a call. Once we give you a call, then we would reach out to the property manager.
Cool. All right. So now the TV, like for the TV, that would just like you would just. Connect, I mean, it's like a modem or something, and you just connect it to the back.
Yeah, you can just connect the TV to the modem. That's correct.
Right. Okay, that'll work. All right. Sounds good. Well, they install that anyway, right? They do all that, right?
Yeah. So if you do have special requests with help connecting your devices, the technician has no problem with doing that for you.
All right, cool. Sounds good. All right.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joanne. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber.
You too. Bye-bye.